This is Peter of Rock Despot, and you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Tzai back, your guardian overseer Nicholas Cooper, for our second hour of today's observational session of the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope. We began this second hour with Mahogany Frog, a Winnipeg post-rock band. They've just released a new album, Faust by Mahogany Frog. Reading a bit about this album from their Bandcamp page, Mahogany Frog's Faust is an original score set to the eponymous 1926 German silent film, directed by F.W. Murnau. Faust is widely regarded to be among the greatest films of the silent era. It tells the classic tale, classic legend of fate and temptation that dates back centuries. In this, their latest offering, Mahogany Frog, brings together their collective experience in composition, experimentation, electronics, intense rock and roll, and searing fuzz guitar. Together, they weave a dark and diverse score around Faust's brooding tale of corruption, devastation, and redemption. The track we heard from Faust by Mahogany Frog was called Flying Carpet 1. Now we have the second segment of Discovered from Danny. We'll be listening to four artists and bands: Radiohead, Disco Inferno, Baths, and Bill Wirtz. We'll begin with Radiohead, slowly learning and listening to more of their discography. The last album I listened to was OK Computer, because CFRU got the special edition when it was reissued recently, a year or two ago. I think it was last year. But Danny introduced me to Kid A. So Kid A was released in 2000, the fourth studio album, marking a big stylistic change towards more experimental electronic movements following their acclaimed 1997 album, OK Computer. Me and Danny listened to his vinyl copy of Kid A, and from what I remember from those two albums that I just mentioned, I think I prefer Kid A over OK Computer. Just as you lovely Good Centuries know, the type of music I've been into lately and featuring, Kid A really clicks. Yes, it clicks. So we will be starting this segment of Danny Discovers with Radiohead with the track Optimistic from Kid A. All this here on the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope. Enjoy.
bits of tablature and bouquet of garages. Put us now to those mirages, inhaling till we bust. I'm 16 and I'm unit, our instruments can do it. Every house show that we blew it, you couldn't get to us.
Back down the road
particular about my world.
This is Conductor, and you're listening to the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.
There is our second full segment of Discovered from Danny. We began with Radiohead and their track Optimistic from their 2000 album Kid A. Then Disco Inferno. This is an English post-rock experimental rock band active from the late 1980s to the mid-1990s and considered to be a key act in the post-rock style. Danny had mentioned Disco Inferno in passing but never shared any of their music, so I decided to, because I thought it was a cool name, Disco Inferno, to find their music on my own. So I kind of went to their last album, their third and final studio album, released posthumously, Technicolor, from 1996. It's a very interesting sound. I think I've listened to half of that album before getting to the track that we heard in this session called Sleight of Hand. I would listen to more of Disco Inferno when I get a chance. Then we heard Baths. This is the stage name of queer American electronic musician Will Weisenfeld. Danny had shared with me their third album from 2017, Romaplasm. And the first track he shared with me, which we heard, was called I Form. And finally, one of my favorite artists right now and YouTube celebrity, Bill Wirtz. Or maybe that's Wirtz. I'm not sure. But Bill is an American musician, singer-songwriter, animator, video editor, and internet personality based in New York City. I love Bill's music and animation. It's so out there and random, and he's an artist that you can feel happy after listening to their music when it does also have higher meanings, and you can read in between the lines or just listen to the fun beats and maybe also the random lyrics that he has. So the favorite track that I discovered that was shared from Danny was I'm a Princess. That's so great. I'm a Princess. He actually released a new track, which I'm going to be featuring in the next session. I just forget. I think it's called If the World Doesn't End. I think that's what it's called. But I will correct that if I am wrong in the next session. So we just finished listening to I'm a Princess by Bill Wirtz. Again, to counterbalance the absence of No CanCon in that observational set is our next and final grand set. We'll be listening to Marie's fifth project, The Golden Age of Wrestling, and Thus Owls. It's been a hot take since we heard music by Marie's. Marie's is a queer bilingual singer-songwriter based in Montreal. Her stormy, sweet alt-pop conjures a haunting universe, blending electronic beats with fiery, introspective lyrics. They are releasing a brand new album. Sorry, they have released a brand new album just recently called 8 on Hot Tramp Records. It has been released. I'm falling behind on releases right now. So yes, the album is called 8. I had gotten the single off that album that was released before the album release, and we'll listen to that single from the album. So beginning this final grand set, here is Marie's and her song Experiments here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
when sound is forced inside. Another breath upon a face, another
we listen to Marie's first in that grand set, Experiments, from her new album 8, released on Hot Tramp Records. Then a new art rock Toronto band come into my lens. Fifth Project, a warm psychedelic embrace and a kiss to your third eye. Fifth Project is a cinematic rock band from Toronto, Canada that paints with sound. They've just released a new EP this past February this year, The Labyrinth, and we listened to the track Dark Crystal. You can find that on their Bandcamp page. Then my fellow queer ambient musician from across the country, The Golden Age of Wrestling. We listened to Koala Kisses from their new album, Crossface Chicken Wing, released on Surviving the Game label from Vancouver. And finally, one of my big bands I'm into now, Thus Owls, in their new album, Who Would Hold You If the Sky Betrayed Us, released on the label For the Living and the Dead. We listened to a track that I really like from that album. I've only gotten halfway through this double album. I'm going to listen to it more. The track we heard was Balconies. Very lots of minimalist styles there with the repeating rhythms and figures. I like that a lot. And lots of wind saxophones. To wrap up this session, we have one more tag on to Discovered from Danny. It is a collaboration album between Scottish singer-songwriter King Creosote and English electronica musician John Hopkins. The album Diamond Mind, released in 2011. It is inspired by the East Nook of Fifth. The album combines Creosote's songs with field recordings by Hopkins. It was actually nominated for the 2011 Mercury Prize, that is the best album from the UK, Ireland. To end off this session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, we'll be listening to Running on Fumes by King Creosote and John Hopkins from the album Diamond Mind. With that, this has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, look inward and beyond.
And what do you mean? Our hell's not all. Gauge reads half a tank, and yet you run on fumes for a week. And you and I, we once looked fine until you split your lip against the side of my face. So why do we bother with all this fighting, and especially at our never did. Fighting.